Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Chavav. We are on Chaf Hei Mabeis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Amar Bizera, just a scheduling note, there will be a daf Bezashem today and tomorrow, Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, there won't be a daf put up online. Bezashem will be back on Friday. It's going to be away on Wednesday and Thursday, so it'll be to the daf tomorrow, Bezashem Tuesday, and then back on Friday again. Okay, here we go. Chaf Hei Mabeis, Amar Bizera. About the 8 lines up from the bottom, we're talking about psulim doing different parts of the avoda, and the animal being pasul at certain times of the avoda. So Amrav Zeira, Amrav Hatsorim Ozen Hapar V'Yachakach Kibel Damo. What happens if the animal develops a mum between the shechita and the kabbalah? That's the question here. Tzorim ozen hapar. So we had earlier a discussion. What happens if the kohen develops a mum during the zrika? He zorek it, and then he gets a mum, and then it hits the mizbeach. So that was a discussion we had earlier. So this is a similar type of idea, but it's earlier in the avoda. Hatzorim ozen hapar. That's an isser. You know, I'll have to make a baal mum. But let's say, forgetting the isser element of it, but regarding the avoda element of it, he makes a mum in the ear of the par, and then he does kabbalah tzadam pasul. The halacha is pasul. The animal became a baal mum between the shechita and the kabbalah, so that is a psul. Is it the achronim discussed? Is it a new psul? Is it the same old baal mum psul? It just continues or not? That's a discussion in the achronim. But it is a baal mum, and therefore it would be pasul. It would make the avoda pasul. Shedemar v'lokach bitam hapar. You should take from the blood of the par, which is the same pasuk we darshened from earlier, and we darshened par shahaya kfar. The cow that was, so it has to be the same exact par that was when you started the shechita, has to be now. So Gemara says, Ashkechan kache kachim. Fine, I understand this. This is a makar, that's a makar by kache kachim, because that par is by one of the chataos. Kachim kalim inala, and how do I know the same halacha applies by kachim kalim? It's important, havamina, because many times the Gemara has a makar by one karban and just says, okay, this is good enough. And other times, all of a sudden, the Gemara says, no, this is by kachim. What about kachim kalim? How different are those karbanos? Yes, they have different halachos in terms of eating, in terms of sprinkling, but they're all karbanos. But the Gemara here says there might be different standards. So kachim kalim, how do I know even by kachim kalim, that by shlamim, and by toda, and by meiser, by all of those, the animal cannot be a baal mum even during the avoda. Amarava, Tanya, we learned it in the Brisa. Set tamim zachar ben shana. It's the pasuk by Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is one example of a kachim kalim. So it says there, a sheep, complete tamim, without mum, zachar male ben shana, 1 year old, shehei tamim u ben shana, b'shah shechita. So you learn from there that it has to be b'shah shechita, it has to be all of these. It has to be ketamim and zachar and ben shana. B'kabbalah b'alacha b'zrika minayin. And how do I know, even by the later avodos, it has to be a non-baal mum? Tamalomar yihiyeh. Because it says yihiyeh, future. Kol havayoseha lo yiyu elatamu ben shana. So that's what we darshan. Yihiyeh is future to say throughout the avoda, it has to be a tam and ben shana. So that's how we learn it, at least at this stage. So the Gemara says, "Esvi Abaya, that doesn't work." Abaya asks, "Why? Because we have Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, call us vachem shebet Torah. Shenish tire man, because I is basar, because I is chaylev. If you have a carbon and something happens to the animal gets burned, the animal gets destroyed somehow, and there's only a kezias left, either a kezias, a tiny little piece left. Zorek es adam." So you'll have to still be Zuzrik as Adam. So what do you see from there? So that's if there's only a kezias of the animal left, this animal's for sure a baal mum. The animal's not around anymore. And yet the Gemara says it's still okay. It's kosher. And you can still do Zorik the Dam. So that's between Halacha and Zrika, the Gemara talks about. You can still have the Zorik the Dam. So doesn't that prove that you don't need a complete Tamim animal throughout the Avodos? So the Gemara says, so Abaya continues and says, so therefore, Rava, you must be wrong. It must be Tirgama Aben Shana. When it says Yihyeh, that it has to be Kal Vayosav, it has to stay throughout the Avoda, that's only going on the age of the animal. It's not going on the state of the animal. Meaning the age of the animal can't have a birthday in between the Avoda. Can't go to the next year. That, if you need an animal, it's 1 year old. 1 year old always means within its first year. So it means in halachic terms. So if it switches as a birthday during the avodas, so that's when it is possible, but not the tam element. So halacha l'maisa, Rashi explains, so we reject the extension to other avodos. You only need it b'shas kabbalah, but once you need it by kachim, you also need it by kachim kalim. So that's the Gemara Rashi says, the six lines up for the bottom, v'kabbalah b'kachim kalim b'tmimus, hova gali b'kachim gali. So that we make that jump. We make the jump from kachim to kachim kalim, but we don't make the jump from kabbalah to other avodos. So at least through the first two avodos, we require tzmimus. We require the animal not to have a mum, and we require the age of the animal not to change throughout, even during the zrikas adam through the end. Says the Gemara, one second. Umika midi b'shas shchita ben shana b'shas halacha v'zrika ben shtayim. Could you ever have a case where the animal changes age in the middle of the avodos? How could you have that? You do shchita at 10 o'clock and you do kabbalah at 10:10, where somebody has a birthday right in the middle in those 10 minutes. You know, how is that possible? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, yes, zoso meres shaos postlos b'kachim. This teaches me, it must be assuming that hours pasul in kachim. What does that mean? Two assumptions. Number one, that we don't go by Rosh Hashanah for determining the year. Let's say the animal, we know in certain halachas and hilchos zroim, when Rosh Hashanah comes, it's the new year for the fruit. It's a new year for the trees. So number one, that must be wrong. It must be you go by the animal itself. You don't go by Rosh Hashanah. Number one, you go Rosh Hashanah delay, as it's called. And number two, you not only go by the day, but you go by the hours. So that's two assumptions of shows postlos b'kachim. Number one, you don't go by Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah. And number two, you go by the animal itself. Rashi says, la fuke shnas olam. You exclude that you don't go by the years of the world. Asa Shidibukubat says, what do you need in Os Hey? What do you need this makar to tell me that you don't go by Shnas Olam, you don't go by the years of the world? Typically, says the Shita on the fifth line of Os Hey, typically, di manina bakachi bishnas olam, the haido tishrei, if you go by tishrei, whenever the animal gets to Rosh Chodesh tishrei, it's a new year. He's a year older, that wouldn't work. Why? Imkein lo olam lo timsa tmidim shal Rosh Hashanah craven. You would never have a carbon tummy that could be hukrav. Why? Because the animal, as we know, has to be at least 8 days old to be makrovit. Can't be makrovit animal before, and it's mechuzer zman. It's got to be at least 8 days old. So let's say an animal is born in the middle of Av. So the animal is 8 days old, so it can be makrovit. The second that Rosh Hashanah comes, it's 2 years old. So you're going to tell me, but you need a 1 year old. So how would you ever be able to bring a carbon, the carbon tamid on Rosh Hashanah? It would only be 2 years old. So you already know. Once the Torah tells you that you have to bring a carbon tamid on Rosh Hashanah, and you know what the age of the carbon tamid has to be, so b'mela, it can't be that you go by Rosh Hashanah. So what do you need? You have to zosa meres, whatever the Torah teaches me. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Number one. Number two, asked the Mitzvah of Bukubetzes, Va'od Kasha, a couple lines later, Diminala chose postless Bukachim. How do you know it anyway? What's the source? Those are Maris. You know it from the Brisa? What's the Pasuk in the Torah? V'mishnaso, shelo v'loshna shalolam. You dash that somewhere else in Mesechus Erech, if it's something else. So as the Shidu Mukubetza says, no, in Achinami, these two questions answer itself. The real source is the carbon Tamid. That's the source. The carbon tamid on Rosh Hashanah is the source for shows postlos b'kachim, and you don't go by Rosh Hashanah. V'tiritz tekush yechadim v'tiritz lechaverta di'alkarchach shnas aloitzrich lim ute shnas olam to be tamid nafka. So basically, one question answers the other, and the pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Tamid that says you have to bring a carbon tamid when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, give me a towel. Is the real source for the carbon, the concept that you don't go by Rosh Hashanah when it comes to the age of the animal. Thank you. Amar Rabbi Ami, so let's continue now that we have the what years you go by. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Elazar. He bifnim v'ragleha bachutz. If the animal is inside where it's supposed to be shechted, in the Azara, and its foot is standing outside the Azara. Okay, one of these border cases. Hi bifnim v'raglei bachutz. Chatach v'achar kach shachat k'sheira. If I cut the animal's leg off, the foot of the animal that's standing outside, what's the issue? I don't want the blood of that animal that's going inside the circulatory system of the animal. I don't want that blood to be part of the blood that's going to come out of the animal. Then I'm going to be makabala because that blood is pasul, because it's psul yotze. It went outside the azara. So what do? I chop off the leg of the animal before I do the shechita, and then I shecht it. So the Gemara says kshera. That's okay, because there's no pasul dam. I cut the blood off beforehand, so now all the blood is going to come into the Kabbalah is going to be kosher. Of course, there's going to be a major question on this that we'll have in a second. But shachar v'achar kachatach. But if first I shechted the animal and then I cut the animal's leg off, psula, that's pasul. Why? Because if after I shecht it, then there's going to be blood from the animal. All the blood mixes around inside the animal. So therefore, the blood is going to circulate from the leg, which is pasul, has a psul yotze. It's on the outside of the azara. And it's going into the blood in the neck that's going to squirt out in order to the Kabbalah. That's pasul. That's pasul. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Forget the issue of the blood mixing in, which we'll talk more about in a minute, but you're being makriv a balmum. The animal doesn't have a leg. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. You didn't do this chaticha before the shechita, but it's as follows. Ela ema chata v'achar kach kibel. You shechted, but right after you shechted, you cut the leg of the animal off. So then, v'kibel ksheira, that's okay, because the blood, you know, doesn't move too quickly. So if you did the shechita, and right after the shechita, you cut off the leg of the animal, and then you did Kabbalah Sadam, so then it's kosher. But kibel v'achar chatach psula. But if you did the Kabbalah Sadam, and then you were chotech, it's too late. Because then your blood in the Kabbalah that was nifsal biyotze, and therefore it's mixed into the blood that you're going to be makabel and sprinkle, so that passes. So that, what is this doing here? The following question. Chatach v'achar kibel ksheira. What if you do the chaticha right after the shechita? It's okay? But what did we just say? What did we just prove? The animal's at least got to be tamim through the Kabbalah. At least for the first Rav Odes. That's what we just accepted. You can't become a balmum in between. So the Gemara says, Amar Avchista, Amar Avimi, Chotech be'ever ad shemagia le'etzem. Period. Rashi says there's like a two dots here. There's going to be an Amar Mar. What do? You, after the Shechita, you cut the flesh of the animal up until the bone, which is not a balmum, but it stops the blood flow. So it solves the problem of blood going from the outside leg to the neck of the animal. It solves that problem, but it's not a problem of a balmum, because the leg is still intact, and the Mepharshim explained maybe you did it in a way that the flesh is going to grow back, so therefore it's only a mum over, possibly. Either way, that is going to be good enough for solving the problem of not letting the blood from the leg into the neck. Okay, two issues that come up here in the Mepharshim. And that is, number one, the Rishash here asks, well, what's the Gemara saying? He just asked the question, doesn't answer it. He says, in the case where you shecht and then you cut, it's okay. But what do you mean? In a second the blood could be transferred. So right after you shecht, in that 2 seconds, the blood's also moving. Second day, it's good enough. So the Rishash doesn't answer the questions. If you look in the Achronim say, maybe you have two people. You have one shechting and one cutting. So the second, there's no time lag. So that's what you have to say, Pashas. You can't do it at the exact same time, but it's got to be right away if we are saying that it's going to be a case where you're not going to let the blood travel at all. Or another answer given by the Chemdas Daniel, we'll have to wait for that answer to ask the other question that we have to deal with here. And that is the question that Tosfos asked on top. 1 second. What's the whole issue here? We're worried that the dam from the leg is going to go into the rest of the body. It's going to be a problem. Isn't that bittul barov? How much blood is going to go from the leg into the rest of the body? There's so much other blood. Why don't you consider the concept of bittul barov? Achar rav lahatos. We'll talk more about this also later on the daf. But this should be bittul here. So Tosfos says on top, special gzera. Special gzeira in the mikdash, gazrina gzeira be mikdash. Tosfos says on top, dam pasul ain't about the barov. Dam pasul is not about the barov. Special din, as we'll see later on, according to Tosfos in the Masechta. But if you look in the Mordechai in Chulin has an important yisod. The Mordechai tells us that bittul barov does not work where there are items together that were always together. Bittul Barov only works when you have two items that are not usually together, that get mixed up with each other. Bittul Barov. One can be nullified in the other. But if two things are notsar, biyachad, then you don't say Bittul Barov there. You don't say Bittul Barov. When you say in the animal, certain parts of the animal are kosher, certain are not kosher. Bittul Barov, no. Number one, you don't say that because you could tell, nikar ha'isser. And number two, because it was created that way. That's the Mordechai in Tuf. What is this? Tuf Shin Lamed Zayin in Chulin. Inami. Lek lemeir bittul barov ela bedavar shahia nikar b'fnei atzmo tchila v'yachar gach nesare. Ava bedavar shetchilas biyaso la'ola me'urav lek lemeir tebatil. So here too, it was always the blood of the animal. Always the blood of the animal. So therefore, it was not nikar. So therefore, it is not a problem. You won't say bittul barov. What was, does Tosfos definitely argue with that? Does Tosfos not give that answer? So does Tosfos have to assume that even if items are created together, biyachad, so then you would say bittul barov? And so some Achronim say, no, maybe not. Because here, at the moment, it was still blood in two different parts. We don't see it. But maybe Tosfos agrees to the Mordechai fundamentally. But it's just here he assumes it is separate. We're worried that it got mixed in. So therefore, maybe Tosfos would not reject that. But relating, taking one of those answers that we just said to the other question, and that is, if you cut it right after you shecht it, isn't there going to be blood that moves? So the Chamudi Daniel, the Chendas Daniel says, well, the whole thing is a gzeira, according to Tosfos. So we're not so crazy machmer about this gzeira. Right? If the whole thing is a gzeira that the dam pasul is not batel in the rest of the blood, so lo gazu ala bofan sha psul nika b'shas taroves konim kiva b'shas sha regal adayim b'chutz. Avon b'shas tarovas kvar lo nikar ha'iser, lo yavo l'taus, lo hachshir dan pasos, therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so that takes us through the first couple of lines about what do? You cut off the leg of the animal right before the Kabbalah, right after the Kabbalah, all the different halachos that come up related to that. Okay, next. So Rashi says, it's as if there's an Amar Mar here. So Kibel. Kibel v'achach pratak psula. If the Gemara said that if I do Kabbalah Satam and then I'm chotech, pasul, why? Because the blood came from the leg that's outside into the rest of the animal and it's too late to cut it off. So pasul. Shmasmina. So what do you learn from there? Sugya elsewhere. Dam ha-muvla be'ivarm damu. Blood inside the animal. Does that have the status of blood yet? Once blood comes out, it's called blood. But what if it's inside the animal? Comes up, the question is the same thing by people. Right? Let's say a person has, if I know, let's say I have a cut on my hand, and it's bleeding. So I want to stop the bleeding. So the post comes in, I'm not supposed to lick it and try to stop it, because that's blood. And this is Achilas Dam. It says it a couple of times in the Torah. Right? Even if I'm doing a Peshogeg, so I'm Chayv Chatas, I'm not Chayv Kares. But whenever blood is outside my body, it already has the status of blood. But let's say I have a cut inside my mouth. Would I have to stand there all day spitting out? If it's inside my mouth, it doesn't have the status of blood yet. It's not blood. If I bit my cheek inside, so I have to keep spitting? No. While it's inside my mouth, it's inside my mouth. It doesn't have the status of blood yet. Only when it comes out by a person. But what about by an animal? Dam hamuvla be'ivarm. When does it get the status of dam? So, says the Gemara, what do you see from here? The fact, especially according to Tosfos, that we just said. What is the Gemara saying? If you did the Chaticha too late, so then what's the problem? You can have Dam Pasul mixed up with Dam Kasher, it's going to ruin it. So what do you see from there? That the Dam inside is called Dam. It's called Dam. Dam Nivla Bevarm is Dam, because the Dam inside the leg is called Dam. So don't you see that from there? So the Gemara answers, no, Dilma, because what if it was Basar, if it was called Basar, Basar doesn't pasul Dam. That's the other choice, Lachora, right? It's either Dam or it's Basar, if it's Muvla Bevarim. So you see, it's not Basar, so it's Dam. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe the worry here is not the Dam. Dilma Mishim Shamnunis. Maybe it's because of the Shamnunis, the fatty parts, the greasy parts inside the animal, that itself might be pasul the blood. Rashi says, Dilma Mishim Shamnunis, Dechazil Achila. The chashivi kabasar lo yifsulu biyotzei kidechsev ubasar basada treifa umivla b'dam aregel v'nafka derech beis hashchito pasal adam shebemizrak. Right, so maybe you have shamnunis that's inside the dam that's going to pasal. It's not the dam itself that's going to be a problem, but it's the fatty parts inside the blood that's going to be transferred into the Beis HaShechita. So again, no raya relating to that major question. Okay, quick, another question that the Achronim here ask. That is based on an important Ritva in Maseches Chulin. Not in Maseches Chulin here, thank you. Maseches Chulin, the Ritva says in Chulin Adav Gimel. This is something that hopefully we'll discuss in a Tuesday night shiur. Again, there's no Tuesday night shiur this week, but so next week we'll get back to the Daf B'Iyun Shiurim. I think we had Big Din Kahuna Part 1, we're going to have Big Din Kahuna Part 2, and then we'll see what else. We still have to have a couple of shiurim related to the Avoda of Shechita. So says the Ritva on Daf Gimel in Chulin that there are different sources, different Gemaras that teach me how much, thank you, is Shechita a Makadesh of the animal. When I shecht, the Gemara says in Maseches Sota that the sakin sanctifies the animal. But other Gemaras say it doesn't sanctify the animal. So Gemara said that the Ritva there asks, do you have to use a klisharis for Shechita? Could I use just like a sharp rock? A sharp rock is good enough for Shechitas Chulin. Is a sharp rock good enough for Shechitas Kachim? So the Gemara says, that's the Ritva's Kasha. It Chulin Daf Gimel. Heich shochten Kachim b'kro mishal kane dehu daha kli boy. Because you need a kli. Don't you need kli? The Gemara in Zvachim later on says, v'nayin l'shechitas Kachim v'tu'un a kli. So shenema, v'yikach etzama achelas l'shechotas b'no. The Gemara says later on, because Avraham Avinu used a knife when he shechted Yitzchak, almost, u'b'no kachim havei. And his son Yitzchak was a carbon. So Vatirtz, so the Ritva quotes like a number of answers of the Rishonim. Maybe he shetiknu vasol kli. You'll have to use a rock or a reed if you make it into a kli. Or v'yesha tirtzu she'ein kli shel shechita kli shares ela kabbalah b'kli shares. You don't need a kli shares for shechita. You need a kli, but not a kli shares. How do you know that? It's the Mishnah we say in Karbanos. Hopefully, what do we say? Shechitasan batzafon v'kibul daman b'kli shares batzafon. But kibul daman b'kli shares. It doesn't say shchitasan b'kli shares batzafon in Ezel Makoman. It's the Kabbalah. It's a diak that many Rishonim make. Aye, so it says in Sota that sakin makadish dam hashchita ve'ein makadish al davar shu kli shares v'chulu. The sakin is makadish the dam hashchita. So you have all these sources, which hopefully we'll go through in that shiur that we have about shchita. So says the Ritva, Mechuvah b'Yoser comes up with an answer that he tries to have his cake and eat it too. What is it? It's makadish a little bit. What does Shechita do? Tesaken du muktashim klisharisu lekadish hadam ksas. It's mekadish hadam a little bit. Umi ulafi she'in Shechita ma'akeves hektish shari Shechita ksher bizar ubipsulin eina gomeres kedushas dam legamrei ad kabaloso. It's amazing. Comes up with this middle category. Lafichach eina saken klashav klisharis lipasel biyosei. It's not fully Makadesh, and therefore, even if you shecht, even after Shechita, there's no psul yotzei yet. That's the key for our line right now. But that's an important Ritva just to know. Chulu daf gimel, sakin is Makadesh a little bit. Ask all the Achronim on the Ritva from our Gemara. Because what is our Gemara? Our whole Gemara is all worried about the dam and the leg of the animal. And why? Because right when you shecht it, the dam is going to be Israel and Nifsal B'Yotzei. The Ritva says Beferish here that the dam, right after Shechita, is not Nifsal B'Yotzei yet. It's not holy enough to be Nifsal B'Yotzei. That's what Ritva says Beferish. So it's the whole discussion of our Gemara. How can you get into it? So if you look in the Achronim, it's on the bottom of the Ritva there, in the Masada Rav Kook, they all try to give answers to the Ritva. The Rabbeinu Mefarish, the Kiva, the Klisharis, in a Makashim El Befnim, Harilonis Kadesh Dam. Maybe the point of our Gemara, according to the Ritva, is that not that Dam is Nifsal B'Yotzei, but that Dam outside never is Niskadesh to begin with. The Sakin is Makadesh, Shechita is Makadesh, all blood in the animal, but Mixas, as long as it's inside. If it's outside, it's not Miskadish at all. So the psul here is not a psul yotzei, but it's a psul never mikudash. And that's how the Ritva would read our Gemara. Because our Gemara Rashi, the foot is yotzei, but the psul here is not yotzei. The psul will be one of never mikudash yet, and that itself could passel the blood of the rest of the animal. That's the suggestion the Achronim give how the Ritva would read our Gemara. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Shmas Mina, another important diyuk that you have from this whole Gemara. What do you see from this discussion of the blood becoming, pasaling the other blood? Shmas Mina, or the Shamnunis, Besar Kachem Kalam Shiaslav Nezvikas Adam Pasal. Why is this animal called Yosei? It went out, it's the foot of the animal that went out, but if we're talking about Kachem Kalam here, Isn't it interesting, says the Gemara? Kache kalim, after you do shchita and zrika, you're going to be able to take this leg of the animal, this pulki, you're going to be able to take it outside the Azara anyway. You're going to be able to eat it in all of your shalayim. It's kache kalim. Is there a concept of yotze by kache kalim earlier in the avoda, by the basar? The basar is ultimately going to be taken out. And now you're going to say, there's a psil yotze, even though it's going to be able to be taken out later? Is that true? So the Gemara says, Dilma b'kachi kachim. Maybe you're right. Maybe we're not talking about kachi kalim. Maybe we're only talking about kachi kachim here. And therefore, by kachi kalim and achinami, there will not be a psul yotze by the basar. Okay, period. Tanu rabbanan. We go weiter. Kachi kachim shechidatz masafon. V'kibol don b'chisharz masafon. Similar to the Mishnah later on, kachi kachim has to be shechted in the north side of the Mizbeach and the Kabbalah Saddam also in the north. Amar b'daram b'hoshi yadol atzafon. What if the shochet is standing in the Darom? Let's say it doesn't mean in the Darom, it just means not in the Tzafon. Let's say the Kohen is standing on the east side of the Mizbeach, and the animal is over there in the north, and he stretches out his hands, and he does the Shechita in the north. Does the Shochet have to be in the north, or just the Shechita have to be in the north? So, the Gemara says that the Shechita has to be in the north, the Shochet does not. But Kibel Kabbalah Sapsula, the Makabel has to be standing in the north. We'll see, based on a pasuk later on, the difference between Kabbalah and Shechita. Hichlis Rosh Ovarubo, Kila Nechnas Kulo. But as long as he put most of his body, let's say he's standing in the east, but if he put most of his body into the north, that's good enough. That's good enough even for Kabbalah. Why? Rashi explains, Rubo Kikulo. Most of the body is like the whole body. We'll get back to that a little later. Let's just try to finish a little more first. Pirchas av yatzaladarom. What happens if after you shech the animal, sometimes the animal flails after shechita, and it went to the south, meaning to the, not the north, v'chazra, even came back, shera. Rashi says you don't need it to be chazra, but even if the animal flails and goes out, so that is okay, that doesn't ruin it. That's all by kachay kachim. Kachim kalim. Shidasim vifnim. Kachi Kalim has to be shechted in the Azara, not north of the Mizbeach. So we're further out. We're right by the doors of Shar Nicanor. Right? We're right by the east doors of the Azara. So Shnebifnim has to be inside, and the Kabbalah Saddam also has to be inside. Omad Bachutz Vihichles Yadu Lefnim. Same case. The Shochet is standing outside, and he puts his hands in, Veshachesh Shechitaso Kashera. That Shechit is okay. Kibel Kabbalah Som Psula. But Kabbalah is puzzle. Hechnes Rosh of Arubo, Ki'ilolo Nechnas. That's different. Azara has a higher standard than Safon. And therefore, Rosh of Arubo is not good enough. You do not apply the principle of Rubo Kikulo here, because we're going to have a puzzle that says you dafka need Kulo when it comes to Azara, even though not you don't need Kulo when it comes to Tzfon HaMizbeach. Right, interesting, higher standard by kachik kalim than by kachik kalim. But it's not a din kachik kalim, right? Oh, how can kachik kalim be more chamor? It's not a din kachik kalim. It's a din in Azara or Tzfon HaMizbeach. That's the difference. And therefore, Azara has to be all in the Azara. Mashen came by Tzfon HaMizbeach. Pirchaza v'yatza l'chutz v'chazra psula. And here, flailing does ruin it. If it went out, it would passel. So shvamina, but what do you see from there? Psar kachim kalim sheyatza v'nei zrikas damim psulim. Right, you see our discussion that we just said. You see the busser went out, right? The busser went out, and it'll be nifsal if it flailed outside. But what do you mean? We're talking about kachim kalim in the second half. It's beferish, and you see it's nifsal. I thought the busser does not become pasul when it goes out. The Gemara says no. Dilma ba'alya v'yoseres akaved v'shtei klayos. Maybe it's the back of the animal that went out, so only the fats, certain chelev of the animal we're talking about becomes nifsa. Why? Because the chelev, even of kachay kalim, is burned in the mizbeach. Not the basar. The basar is what's going to be able to be taken out. But the chelev of kachay kalim, Rashi has an important lashon here, chelev of kachay kalim is called kachay kachim. I would have just said, the chelev of kachay kalim never is destined to go out, and therefore it's subject to nifsa psil yotze. But Rashi has a stronger lashon. The end of the third wide line. Ve'emure kachim kalim, kachay kachim hein. The kachay kachim, Rashi says. And therefore it has the status of kachay kachim. So no raya to the fact that basar that goes out of kachay kalim is going to be nifsa. Okay, next. Bar minei avod Shmuel. Avod Shmuel asked his son, Ki bifnim bragleya bachutz mahu. What if the animal is inside and the foot is outside? Mahu. What's the halacha? What do you mean what's the halacha? That's what we discussed at the beginning of today's daf. Rashi says, are you allowed to shech that way lechadchila? That's the question. Fine, you might be choteich right after the shechita, but we don't know, can you do that lechadchila? So Amar Lei, no. Ksiv v'havi umla Hashem ad shetei kula lefnim. So at least lechadchila, you're supposed to have it all inside. So now we're going to talk about, what about if the shochet or the animal is in the air? Is in the air. Tala, they're hanging. Somebody's lifting them up off of the ground. So is that okay? All cases. Tala v'shachan ma. What if the shochet lifts up the animal and shechs? Ma, does the animal have to have his feet on the ground of the azara? Amar like shera, it's ok. So Shmuel says kosher. So Amar lei, avu the Shmuel says, no ishtabashta. You made a mistake. Binan shchita al yarech v'leka. You need shchita on the side, yarech ha-mizbeach, which includes the floor. V'leka, and therefore you cannot hang up the animal. So the Gemara, so then he asks him another question. Nitla v'shachan mahu. What if the shochet is hanging in the air? Nitla v'shachan mahu. So Amalei, so he says, well, hey, you just told me the animal's got to be on the ground, so I assume the person has to be on the ground too. Psula. So Amalei, ishtabash, no! You made a mistake. Shchita al yarech, velo shochet al yarech. The shchita has to be next to the mizbeach, but not the shochet. The shochet could be in the air. Just the animal's got to be right next to the mizbeach on the ritzpah. This relates, by the way, to what we discussed on Shabbos about the Kiddush HaRitzpah by Shlomo, by David HaMelech. That, right, David is what Kiddush the Ritzpah. What about the airspace? Continuing. Nitzel, and what, is there an issue of chatzitza?
This is shchita, right? So
this is shchita.
Shchita might be different or not?
Shchita might be different of... Then we're going to talk about Kabbalah in a minute. Talk about Kabbalah in a minute. Does it apply to Kabbalah?
Does he need to have his feet on the ground for Shechita also?
So does he have to be, what, by Shechita's Chulin?
No, this,
this is about Shechita's Kachim. It's about the Shechita. So we just asked about the animal and about the Shochet. So the, what about Chatzitza? So the Chazanish says, Chatzitza only means if you have a foreign substance, but not air. One, we had a discussion before about Big Day Kahuna, if air goes through, that's a special din of Al Bsaro, it says. Al-Basaras, we discussed there already, there are Sameach said. There's a special din of Chatzitza and Kol Tzor Kula, and there's a din of Al-Basaras that began to be on his Basar. That was the question of airspace. But here, there's not a question of Al-Basaras by the floor. As long as it's just air, maybe it's good enough. So therefore, there wouldn't be an issue of Chatzitza. So that's regarding Shchita. What about Kabbalah? Nitzle v'kibal mahu. What if you hung the animal, if you hung the shochet up in the air, and he did the Kabbalah, the Makabbalah is in the air, is that good enough? So Amar Lei Kshera. She says, Kasher, hey, if Shchita's Kshera, it must be Kabbalah's Kshera too. Amar Lei Shtabashta. Everyone, he's like leading him into making a mistake. So he says, no, Kabbalah can't be that. Why ain't Derek Kshera's Bekach? That's not the normal way of servicing God. You have to do it in a proper way. What about Shchita? That's Lava Vodahi. So there's no issue by Shchita, but Kabbalah needs. Atal v'kibal mahu. What about if the animal was hanging for the Kabbalah? Amar Lei Psula. He says, okay, it must be possible too. So Amar Lei Shtabashta. Shchita al yarech, v'l'kabbalah al yarech. So everyone, he tricks him. So there's a difference by the Shchita and the Kabbalah for the animal and for the person. So how do you put this all together? So Amar Abaya, b'kachim kachim, kulan psulos, bar minitzla v'shachat. Abaya says, by kachim kachim, all these permutations are pasul except for where the animal, where the shochet is hanging. Where the shochet is hanging. But both Kabbalah, meaning the person and the animal, and the shchita, the animal, all of those are possible. The only thing that's kosher is that the person could be hanging by shchita. But kachem kalin kulam ksheras, by kachem kalin, they're all kosher, except for bar minit, for the kibel, except for the animal for the Kabbalah. That animal has to be on the floor for Kabbalah's Adam, but the others are kosher regarding kache kalim. That's what Abaya says. Amar Rava, Rava says, I'm sorry, maishna tala v'kibel v'kachem kalim, dikshera. Why do we say if the animal is hanging by kachem kalim, you could do the Kabbalah that way? The avir pnim ke pnim dami, because avir is not a chatzitza. The avir, the air, just like being on the ground. So kachem kalim nami, kachem kanami, avir tzafa ketzafan dami. What's the difference if it's hanging or not? Once you say it's kosher for the Kabbalah. So El Amar Rava, Rava says no. Bein b'kachi kachim, bein b'kachi kalim ksheros. Everything is kosher for both bar min. Tala v'shachar b'kachi kachim, except for if the animal is hanging by kachi kachim, that is not needed because that it says it has to be al yarech mizbech safona. So that has a special lever that has to be on the ground. Nitzla v'kibo be b'kachi kachim kalim, and also if the person is hanging Either way, that's in derech shiris pekach. So therefore, that's going to pass well too. So the person cannot be hanging ever, and the animal has to be on the ground for kachi kachim. Fine. Next question. What if the Kohen is inside and his hair is outside? Is that called standing outside? For the halacha, they have to stand outside. Mahu. So didn't we say before it has to be all b'fnim? We learned sachanami. It's got to be totally in the Ohel Moed. Ask Reb Chaim in B.S. Mikdash. What about the halacha of Ruba Kukulo? Right, what this pasuk is telling me, they don't rely on Ruba Kukulo? Why not? So Reb Chaim explains. It's similar. This is also quoted in the Griz right here. The Reb Chaim says Ruba Kukulo only goes by for a Maisa and not for a Mitzius. So for example, it gives the example. Let's say you have a Mitzora that's walking into a house. We know a Mitzora makes the house tummy. Makes the time, not only is it Tumas all by Mace, it's Tumas all by Mitzora. So if a Mitzora is walking into the house, so then the halacha is as long as Rove of his body gets into the house, Ruba Kukulo, the house is already Tame. But what if he's walking in backwards? So the halacha is, that's not normal walking, so therefore he's got to have his whole body in. Even if most of his body walks in backwards, that's the house, the whole is not Tame until his whole body's in there. And Reb Chaim, why not? Ruba Kukulo. So Reb Chaim Milk was, when you're walking in backwards, you're not being metame the house b'toras maisa knisa. You're being metame the house b'toras the mitzius of the mitzora being in the house. So that's different. You don't say Ruba Kukulo by a mitzius. By a mitzius, you need the entire thing. It says, you need a mitzora in the house. So, no, Ruba Kukulo is only by a maisa. You do shchita, shchita's rov simanim. Ruba Kukulo, that's a maisa. Whenever you need a maisa, so then you can apply the principle of Ruba Kukulo, but not when you need a mitzius. So here, the finish is that you need the mitzius of the coin being in the azara, not a maisa knisa. So therefore, that's why it would not work, and there's a difference between, you wouldn't apply Ruba Kukulo here. Again, sometimes it's not clear whether it's a Meisor or a Metzias. You have to look in the Mefarshim to figure out, or look in the Gemara, whether they use Ruba Kukulo or not. Okay, if we have time at the end, we'll come back to the Reb Chaim we like to say about the Rov B'dayanim, but either way now we will have to continue. Okay.
You learn that from this
Pasuk? You learn that from the Pasuk, yeah. But at least on a Chachila level, remember we said before, Al Chachila you have to be... I don't know, maybe this Pasuk is just saying that this is about a Metzius, and therefore you don't apply Ruba Kukulo here, but you know that rule from other, from Mitzora, from other halachas. Okay, next Mishnah. Nisano lagabe keves. So what did we speak about so far? We spoke about if a wrong person does the Kabbalah, or he does it while sitting, he does it with other type problems. So what happens if you put the dam, you did zrika to the wrong spot? Nisano lagabe keves. Let's say I sprinkle the blood onto the ramp instead of on the mizbeach. Whole sugya which we would have to talk about. What kedusha does the ramp have? The ramp is part of the mizbeach, but it's not the mizbeach. There's a concept, the whole parak we're going to talk about later on, I think it's the ninth parak, that if something goes up on the Mizbeach by mistake, imala lo yered. It has Kedusha, never comes down. So does the ramp have that Kedusha? We're going to talk about it. So if you sprinkle on the ramp, which is the wrong spot, shalo keneged ha-yesod, Rashi says this is a separate statement, or you sprinkle where there is no yesod, that means the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, where there's no yesod, the Gemara says later on that it was cut off there because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin, not in Yehuda, so the southeast side, the whole side, did not have a yesod on the bottom, because it couldn't be in Yehuda at all. So if you put the blood there where it's not supposed to be, or some blood is supposed to be above the chut ha-sikra, on the top half of the mizbeach, but it's put on the bottom, or vice versa. Or blood that's supposed to be sprinkled on the inside, on the, like on Yom Kippur or one of the Chatos Pnimios, it's supposed to be sprinkled on the Aro, on the Mizbeach Hazav or on the Parochas, and you sprinkle it outside, or vice versa. Pasul, all those cases, pasul. The Ein Bokaris, and there's no Karis. What does Ein Bokaris mean? If you eat the carpet, it's no Karis. Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara what that is teaching me. So what does this mean? Pasul. If you did the Zrik in the wrong spot, it's pasul. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says this means, pasul basar, avo bailim niskapru. It means the basar is pasul. Meaning you can't eat the basar if you did the zrika in the wrong spot. But the bailim do get kapara. Because there was a zrika, even though it's in the wrong spot, the Baalim do get kapar. My time, or why? Tamar kra, v'ani nisativ lachem al hamizbeach l'chaper. I gave this to you on the mizbeach to bring kapara. So we darshan. Kivan shehigi adam l'mizbeach riskapru baalim. Once the blood reaches the mizbeach, it doesn't matter where, it's still the baalim get kapara. Says the Gemara, hachi basar nami. So why don't you include, you should be able to even eat the basar. So Gemara says, no, Amar Kro l'chaper. It's dafka l'chaper. L'chapara nesativ v'lo l'davar acher. Only l'chapara, it was given over the Mizbeach anywhere, but not for anything else. Alma kasavra. But what do you see from this whole statement of Shmuel? Shelo bimkomo kimkomo dami. Even the wrong spot has some elements of kimkomo, and therefore that's why you have kapara. Tosfos here, and this big Tosfos asks, which halacha in the Mishnah is Shmuel talking about? Is he talking about all of them? All of them? Meaning if you put it on the ramp, or you put the ones up, above, below, 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 above. All the psulim Shmuel is talking about? That the carbon is kosher? Tosfos is not so sure. Tosfos goes through a couple of different possibilities. Tosfos on top, nira, tekoya, nitana, lamala, shenasan, lamata, lamata, shenasan, lamala, avala, nitana, alagabe, akevesh, lo. The ramp
is nowhere, you never get blood on the ramp. So how can you say that's bimkomo?
Tosfos says, a couple of lines down in the skinny lines, bimkomakom, linyan damim, lo matzino, b'shum makom, kevesh kemizbeach. When it comes to the limbs, if you burn something on the ramps, okay, you can find the limbs always go up the ramp to get. But when does dam ever go up the ramp? Right? How can the ramp ever have any kedusha for it? So Sfas Emes says, what do you mean? The dam goes up the ramp when the Kohen has to go to do the zrikas for the carbon chatas. He has to do it on the chronos on top. So he carries the blood up. So you do find sometimes the blood going up the ramp. So therefore, maybe it is. Maybe the pashas of Shmuel doesn't make any chilukim. So the pashas of the Mishnah says in Sfas Emes is that it applies to all the cases of the Mishnah. That you get kapara right when you do the zrikas. Tanya Tznan Beidach Perkin. So says the Gemara. One second. We learned in the other perk later on. Nesonu Agabi Kevesh Shalokan Agada Isod Nasan Nesan Eternal Lamata Lamala Vesan Eternal Lamala Lamata Vesan Eternal Bifnim Bachus Vesan Eternal Bachus Bifnim. All these cases, you did the blood in the wrong spot, too high, too low, outside, inside. Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh Yachzer HaKasher VeYakabel. The Mishnah says later on, if there's still dam left in the neck, do it again. Get some more blood out of the neck and do Zrika again. But one second, but if you're telling me that the kapara was achieved already, so what's the point? What do you have to do it again for? Right? Yeah, what do you have to yachzer akasha? You already got kapara. What do you have to take more blood out of the animal for? One second. What do you mean? Maybe you want to do the mitzvah of zrika. Ask the Sfas Emes. You want to do the mitzvah. You got to be the eved, but maybe you want to do the mitzvah of Zrika. So what's the Gemara asking? So Gemara says, Yesh lahakshos, the mama, what about a regular case? We paskin in all cases that be the eved, you're yotze with one Zrika anyway. But we have some that are shtayim shein arba and some that are four. So we always try to do the mitzvah, kitikuna, kimitzvasa. So what's the Gemara asking? Why do it? You want to do it because you want to do the mitzvah. So v'lachein inachinami, says the Sfas Emes, if you had blood left in the mizrak, we'd say do it again. But what's the Gemara saying, squeeze the animal's neck more to get more? That sounds like you're going above and beyond. Of course you should do the mitzvah kelchasa, and therefore if you have a blood left in the mizrak, we would say to do the zrika again. But when the Gemara emphasizes that you go back to the animal, and you take more blood from the animal and do it, it sounds like there's more of a problem here. It's not just trying to do the mitzvah in a lechachila way. That's the Sfas Emes right here. So the Gemara says, why do you have to do it again? If it's already niskaper. And if you want to say, oh, maybe you want to get the basar able to be eaten. That's why you're doing it, because you only got the kapara, but the basar is not able to be eaten. The Gemara says, Mika zrika, toloma chaperes, vishaya basar bachila. Do you ever have such a case? That a zrika is going to accomplish just allowing the basar to be eaten and not getting kapara? Where do you ever have such a case? That you're going to do the zrika purely to get the animal eaten and it doesn't have any zrika accomplishments? So the Gemara says, one second, what about the first mission in this Masechta? What's the halacha if you shet the karbon shelo lishma? It's kosher and it's not machaber for the bialim. So that's an example. And the Gemara says, we learned earlier, you got to continue the avoda. So what do you mean? That's an example of a zrika that's just for achila, not for kapara. So the Achronim answer, no. You're still getting ritzui there. It doesn't fulfill the neder of the owner, but it's still meratzeh.
It's still connected to the owner. Maratzel for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the owner. Here it's nothing. Here it's nothing. So maybe that there it's still Maratzel a little bit. So the Gemara says, Idiyav HaKasher HaKanami. You're right. If a kosher person, a regular Kohen, had done the earlier Zrika, then you're right, there would be no reason to do it again, because Kapara was already accomplished. And you never do it just for achila. Hachav mayaskina diavi pasul. What happened here is that a pasul person had done the original zrika. That's why you got to do it again. A pasul person did it in the wrong spot. That's the case. So the Gemara says, and you can do it again. V'levi dichoy. Why don't we say once something was done wrong, it's permanently, yeah, it's ruined. Ditzan, the Mishnah says later on, v'kulon shekiblu chutzlizman of a chutzlim komo. Everyone, anytime you have a case where there was a kapala done with kavana of pigol, right, chutzlizman or chutzlim komo, I have kavana to be zorek or to be makter chutzlim komo, im yish dam anefesh yachzor akasher v'yakabel. If there's dam left, the kasher should be chozer and do it. So kiblu in zarkulo. Only if you only did the Kabbalah, but once you did the Zrika, it would not be able to be done again. My time of why? La Mishav Davi Dichoy. What do you say? Because once it was done wrong by the wrong person, so you say it was permanently affected. So you can't just do it again. So how can you suggest that Mishnah is talking about when do you have to do it again? Oh, it means the Pasul guy did it first. The Kashrut guy is doing it now. That's why nothing was effective at the beginning. What do you mean? Once the Pasul guy does it in the beginning, it should ruin it forever. So the verse is low. Isn't that a raya dichui from later on? Lo, mishum de pasul b'machshava. That other Mishnah, when it says, yachshar kashav yikabel, only Kabbalah, not Zrika, that's talking about where there was a problematic machshava. That's why. So where is the yachi Kabbalah nami? So shouldn't be any difference in the avodos. Only Zrika is excluded, not Kabbalah. So all avodos that had a pasul machshava should have a problem. Va'od, and also, mi pasul machshava, also, if a pasul person has a bad machshava, does that ruin it? The Gemara says, "V'yamar Rava." Rava holds, "Ein machshava mo'elas." A machshava only is a problem ela b'misha roi l'avoda, only by somebody who's fit to do the avoda. Rashi says, excluding a kohen balmum u'bedavar haroi l'avoda, or by something that is fit for the avoda. The chefza has to be a kosher korban u'bemakom haroi l'avoda, meaning you got to be in it to passel it. If you're not a kosher person, then you're basically mufka from the beginning. Your thoughts aren't going to ruin it because you're a nobody. If you're a nobody, your machshava is not going to passel. So the Gemara says, okay, lo tema zarku lo ela ema shachtu lo. Don't say zrika is excluded, only shchita is excluded. Meaning, if a passel person did Kabbalah or halacha or zrika, you'd be able to do it again. There's no dihui there because if a passel person did it, he doesn't ruin it. He's not in it, so he can't win it, and he can't ruin it. But what the only thing that we're talking about is shechita. That's excluded. Why? Because a pasul person can do shechita. He's in it by shechita. My kamashma, the pasul machshava. What's the chiddush that a pasul person can pasul machshava tanina lefichach ein pasul machshava? So Gemara answered, yeah, hakamash one timi kabbalah ve'elak lo pasul machshava by time kiddurava. The chiddush of that mishnah is that you're right. It's only shechita that a pasul person can pasul and not the others. So what do you learn from the last five lines? Very important halacha that a pasul, a czar. Let's say a czar does kabbalah. He doesn't ruin it, because it's just mufka from that halavoda. If a pasul person, a tummy might be a tummy of the carbon, but any type of pasul person only can have effects on the carbon, lasting effects by shechita, because that's the only one that he is in the parsha of. But otherwise, he cannot. Okay, maybe we'll start tomorrow with what is excluded. I glossed over it, but what is excluded by a davar haro'i la'avoda? So Rashi quotes the Minchas HaOmer. Why is that something that's not roi la'avoda? Maybe we'll have to start with that. And then we'll get into some discussion of pigol. Pigol comes up tomorrow, among others. Again, remember, tomorrow, Beis Hashem, there'll be a daf. But on Wednesday, Thursday, there won't be a daf up online. We'll be back on Friday.